You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. And today, we're just a few weeks away from an election impacting parts of Washtenaw County, and here to help us find out more about that is Jeff Smirek, Director of Voter Services for the League. Welcome back, Jeff.
Oh, Lisa, thank you for having us.
Number of different communities will be voting on November 5th, so why don't we run down some of what the voters will be seeing, starting in Ann Arbor.
Very good. Thank you. We do have an interesting mix of people candidates and a lot of proposals for millage increases. For example, in Ann Arbor, there's a whopper. There's a proposal for up to $1 billion, with a B, dollars in new bonds for school improvements in Ann Arbor. That'll be on the ballot. In Scio Township and Dexter, there's going to be a proposal for an increase of millage for fire equipment and a road maintenance renewal. In Chelsea, Milan, and Saline, there will be voting on council members. In Milan also, there's going to be an election for a mayor and library board members. In Northfield Township, there's an interesting proposal to ban recreational marijuana. Northfield Township has that on their ballot. In Manchester Township, there's going to be a proposal for fire equipment and road maintenance millage increases. In Chelsea and Grass Lake, they will also have a bond proposal for up to $81 million for school improvements. Rounding it out, Napoleon, Pinckney, and Van Buren also will have proposals for school millage increases.
Can we go back over a couple of those? First of all, Ann Arbor, $1 billion in funding will be raised. Is that pretty rare to be looking for that much money?
It is rare. And it's for, I'm reading the proposal on the ballot right now, constructing additions and remodeling school district buildings, safety, security improvements, equipping, furnishing, re-equipping school district buses, musical instruments, top to bottom, kind of a renewal of activities. There's a lot of detail regarding the mills that would be increased by the $1 billion, but that's an interesting one coming forward, and I think it'll get a lot of attention even nationally.
And I know, Jeff, you are an attorney in real life as well. Northfield Township is going to the voters to ask about recreational marijuana. When I know a lot of cities, the city councils have already voted on that just council-wide. Do you know why this one is going before voters in the community?
Lisa, I'd like to know. I don't know the exact details. It's obviously an expression of people's views on recreational marijuana. There are real issues relating to its ultimate legality, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So you've run down basically what's on the ballot, and if people miss that, how can they find out that on their own?
Well, Lisa, here we're very proud. The League of Women Voters has put together a wonderful, useful resource for everybody. Please go online to vote411.org. It's VOTE411.org. And you'll find perhaps the easiest to use voting resource in the whole country. When you go on to vote411.org, you enter your address, and you'll easily click on buttons that will tell you what's on your ballot, where your precinct will be if you're going to vote in a precinct. If your ballot has person candidates running, it'll also give their names, photographs, biographical information, and answers to questions that we at the League of Women Voters pose to them. And if there are any proposals, it'll have the full text of the proposals.
So people can do their homework in one location and find out everything they need to know before voting.
Yes.
Now, there's been some recent changes in how we vote in Michigan. I don't think it hurts to go over those. Again, first of all, how do you find out if you are actually registered to vote?
It's easy now, thanks to our Proposal 3 that was passed last November by 70% of the Michigan citizenry. Our listeners can find out if they're already registered by going to two great websites. The Michigan Secretary of State's website is michigan.gov/SOS. SOS stands for Secretary of State. Or go to our League of Women Voters website. It's vote411.org. You simply enter your name, date of birth, and zip code, and it'll tell you instantly if you're registered already.
Now, it used to be you had to register several weeks in advance. Is that still the case?
It's not the case. And in fact, thanks again to Proposal 3, that has been revolutionized, and it's making people more easily available for voting. For example, right now, citizens are not too late to register for this upcoming November 5 election.
Well, can't you even register on the day of the election?
You can, but you need to do that on the day of election by going in person to the township clerk or city clerk. And when you do that, you can you need to bring with you your residency verification documents, for example, driver's license, state ID card, but also current utility bill that has your name and address on it, or your current bank statement showing your name and address on it, or a paycheck even showing your name and address on it, or a government check showing your name and address on it. You take that when you go to your city clerk or township clerk's office. And Lisa, while you're there, you can do several things at once. At the same time, you can also apply there for an absentee ballot, which is an extraordinarily smart move.
Well, that's a big change, too. It used to be you had to have a reason for an absentee ballot. That's not the case anymore?
It's not the case, thanks to Proposal 3, which passed last November. You used to have all kinds of, I think there were only five narrow ways of getting your absentee ballot. Now we call it a no reason or no excuse absentee ballot. You need no reason at all. And it's so useful. It's so helpful. If you, for example, go to the clerk's office or township clerk's office to register, while you're there, just fill out. It'll take less than 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. Fill out that one-page application for an absentee ballot. They'll mail it to you back in time, and you get to vote.
Do you know what the timing is on that, how far in advance you have to obtain an absentee ballot?
Yes. There's some detail. The absentee ballot needs to be received. It depends if you mail it in or if you provide it in person. If you drop it off, It has to be in there 4 p.m. on the Monday before the election. So voters, if they want to hop on it, they can download their application for an absentee ballot from online from any of those two web pages. Again, Michigan.gov/SOS or our League of Women Voters vote411.org. You print it out, fill it out. If you hand deliver it, at your clerk's office, you can do that as late as November 4 at 4 p.m. If you want to mail it in, you need to probably mail it in today because mailed-in absentee ballots have to be received by 5 p.m. on the Friday before the election, which would be November 1st.
And we've also talked about automatically being registered to vote. Has that kicked in yet?
It has kicked in, and we're delighted by that. So when you renew your driver's license, for example, going to any Secretary of State office, your registration is automatically renewed. And that's a great benefit to the community.
And you've provided me with this handy-dandy document that I think everyone would like to see, new rights for Michigan voters. It pretty much has everything all outlined that we just discussed, correct?
Yes, it's very good. And we're giving those out by the truckload. The League of Women Voters, you know, we view ourselves as kind of defenders of democracy. We're in there just trying to get people to vote. And we've been doing that for 100 years. And so we're having lots of pushes in the community, community outreach everywhere to give out these new rights for Michigan voters flyers.
And you can find them online as well?
Yes, indeed. That'd be vote411.org. I think you'll find, we've been told this by many people, it's one of truly the finest, easiest to use, most chocked with information web pages in the whole country for voting.
Election Day coming up November 5th. Jeff Smirik is with the local league, the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thank you for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, Lisa, it's always a pleasure. Good luck.